This is Mistress Brighton. If you read my new blog at thecuckoldlife.com, this blog is all about how to find a partner in the cuckold life. For some people, cuckolding is an active lifestyle, and for others, it's just a fantasy. The difference between fantasy and the cuckold lifestyle is that fantasy allows a scope of experience that is sometimes logistically impossible. For instance, your real-life wife may not be into getting gang-banged and filled with sperm for your amusement. On a simpler scale, she may not even be interested in having sex with other people. But what if you don't have a partner yet and you want one? If you're searching for your dream cuckoldress in the real world, that's going to take time unless you're super lucky and meet someone straight away. Your local kink community is a good place to start. Pro doms are not. Why? Because the likelihood of crossing over from a parasocial cuckold relationship with your dom to skipping off into the sunset with her are relatively slim to none. Yes, that does mean you are not going to meet your future wife on a phone dom line. Sorry, guys. You have a better chance of finding someone compatible if you peruse your local kink community meet and greets than you do getting a pro dom to come home with you. But don't be so bummed. The dominant goddesses at LDW are pros for a reason. You can vent to us, roleplay your cuckold fantasy without getting slapped or arrested, and you can sort of look at us as your kinky therapist. That will not go home with you. That means you will have to be open to meeting new people, and you're going to have to work on your communication skills and tell your potential partner what you're looking for. So let's say you do meet someone who's cuckolding hot wife material. You hit it off. Things are going great. And you're trying to broach the subject of being a cuckold. Straightforward is best in terms of, say, they're open to cuckolding, and you already know that. So you need to tell each other what your terms are, what you're looking for in a cuckold relationship, what your boundaries are. If your ideal cuckolding relationship is relatively tame, chances are you're going to have a better chance of finding Mrs. Wright than, say, if you're looking for a scenario that looks more like a porn flick. Keep your goals realistic. Unlike in fantasy, having a giant dong shoved up your ass and coming out of your nose like a cartoon character is probably not going to happen. And I would hope you know that. And maybe if you don't take a basic biology and anatomy course, and don't make me fucking slap you. While you're searching for Mrs. Wright, the cuckolding unicorn, please know that you can always safely play out your cuckold life phone sex fantasies with us. Save the super kinky, off-the-wall cuckold fantasies for your phone session, and no one will go to the ER or get hurt in any way, shape, or form. So that fantasy, where your cuckold wife brings home 2 hung studs, or 3, or 4, or 5, and allows you to kneel by the bed watching her get railed, and then allows you to receive sprayed cum loads all over your face. Yeah, we can play that out. I love hearing your feedback and your zany cuckold fantasies because, duh, that's why I'm here. So in the meantime, while you're searching for your cuckold dream girl, call me, dial 1-800-601-6975, and ask for Mistress Brighton. We can totally pretend we're married, play house, and I will happily slap you around with several cocks.